Hello, America.
Love Talk Radio.
She your daddy. Comedian Grandma G Show. She's a grandma. She your daddy. She know everything, Grandma G.
Comedian Grandma G Show.
Comedian Grandma G Show. She's a grandma. She know daddy. She know everything, Grandma G.
Comedian Grandma G Show.
Comedian Grandma G Show. She's a grandma. She know daddy. She know everything, Grandma G.
Comedian Grandma G Show.
Grandma G Show, she's a grandma, she your daddy, she know everything, Grandma G.
Comedian Grandma G Show,
Comedian Grandma G Show, she's a grandma, she your daddy, she know everything, Grandma G.
Comedian Grandma G Show,
Comedian Grandma G Show, she's a grandma, she your daddy, she know everything, Grandma G.
Comedian Grandma G Show,
she your daddy. Comedian Grandma G Show, she's a grandma, she your daddy, she know everything, Grandma G.
Comedian Grandma G Show.
Hey. Hey.
We are back
in full effect, baby. It's the Comedian Grandma G Show. We are back from hiatus.
Did you say hiatus?
You mean hiatus?
I don't know what's going on with Grandma G.
We were gone. And then we're back, baby. That's all that matters. We out there.
That's all that matters.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, we were gone for quite a while. Yes, we was. Yes.
Yeah, we had to regroup. We had to do some other things, take care of some personal stuff, you had to do some stuff there, girl. You know, what's that girl child name? I forgot the girl name, Lord Jesus.
Okay, Grandma G. So, you know, Grandma G, it's Cassie, and you know what the name is.
I multitasked,
so it wasn't me that had to go in hiatus. Okay, maybe Art with the non-burnt hot dog had to go there, but I didn't. I'm just saying.
Must we pass the buck? Okay, I got reconstructive surgery because I got tired of people getting me confused with Dwayne Johnson. I'm talking about like The Rock.
Oh, you look like The Rock, huh, baby?
Yeah, I look like The Rock.
Oh, in your dreams. Only in your dreams, Art. Only
if you can smell
dreams.
What The Rock is cooking. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Hey, Casey, know you're wrong.
What? I'm just saying only in your dreams, Art. I mean, have you seen The Rock? He's like, ooh.
Yeah, that's what I say. That's what people say when I walk in the room. Ooh. Yeah, they said, Dwayne Johnson. I said, no. They said, okay.
Well, in Dwayne Johnson's defense, when you say ooh, it's more like, and you understand, it's just art. I'm just saying.
Well, how'd it go with you, Casey? Because I know you were trying to adopt that Vietnamese baby, and the deal go through because you were trying to get some extra money income, and I know that's why you were gone, because you were trying to adopt that Vietnamese baby. So did the deal go through, baby?
Well, the only Vietnamese baby that I was trying to adopt in everybody's fantasy world dreams was nobody. So unless you were talking about UNICEF or somebody, I think you got me mixed up with Art, Grandma G.
Things go past in the book again. We're going to have a one-on-one about you passing the buck. Listen, any kids that I adopt, I'm just trying to use them so I get a tax return. That's all. I'm going to give them back at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Okay, you wrong for that. You real wrong for that.
Hey, why not? You did it last week.
That's right.
You will wrong for that. That's just wrong all over the damn place. I'm just saying.
Hey, hey. Well, I'm going to tell you why I've been missing. I've been missing because I was down at Horseshoe.
Oh.
Gambling my life away.
Oh.
Yeah, so I won I hit a jackpot for 500 pennies.
My goodness.
500 pennies, baby. I'm paid, baby.
You ain't spend it all
the
time.
Hold
on
up. 500
pennies.
$5, baby. Let me do the math for you. $5. Just
$5. All right. I know that you only can count up to five, so I understand that.
That's between you and I. You and I. Okay,
well,
you
now
got
it's between me, you, and I and the world. Me and you against the world with your only counting up to five. But
listen,
I just think Grandma G could have did much better. She should have really played for the real money because 500 pennies, she could have stayed home for that or went to
your
house.
At least Grandma could go get an extra value meal.
That's right.
Really? In these times, an extra value meal? Really?
Supersize it, baby.
She can't supersize that for no 500 pennies. Who gonna count all those pennies? I know I wouldn't be.
Hey, Grandma got all the time in the world, right, Granny?
That's right.
Yeah,
and those
like,
500
okay.
pennies came in handy. Listen, it only cost me number 3 pennies to win 500 pennies.
Wow.
I don't care how you do the math. I'm still a winner.
Okay, I'm gonna let that go because I understand you. $5 is all you could make. Then, okay, I can't tell you I want my money, but that's okay.
That's right. So I was
now,
down there for a little bit.
Art, on the other hand,
I went to
double cheeseburger with that.
Let me finish telling y'all. I went to Merlin Live. And, you know, Merlin mm-hmm. Live had a karaoke contest.
Yes.
Karaoke contest. They had all these young singers up there trying to sing stuff from Beyonce and Trey songs and all these little singers and everything. So I went up there and sang Jesus Is My Light.
Hey.
And
oh,
I won the whole
my
contest, baby.
Oh, wow.
You must have been the only person in there.
Jesus Is My Life. I won the contest, and I got paid $500 for that, baby. $500.
You got paid $500 for singing Jesus Is My Life.
Jesus Is My Life.
And you
want to
spend the only person up in there. Okay. Yeah.
I sung that song a cappella, and I won the whole thing, baby.
You sung that song in
acapulco. Acapulco, acapella, acapuco, whatever you want to say.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Where'd you say you went?
Merlin Live, the casino.
Oh, all right.
Clean
out
your ears, girl. Clean out your ears.
Wait a minute. All right, you remember back here there was a robbery announced on Fox 5 News about
yes.
that casino for $500. Now we know who robbed it, Grandma.
Well, trust me, baby.
Is there
if I rob a casino, I'm going to rob it way more than some $500. That's for sure.
Well, is it a reward for the finding of you? Because if there is, then Art getting ready to turn you in, sis.
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of. I'm going to check it out because she might be on America's Most Wanted list, Art, and you need to do the same, dude.
Well, if they're listening to this broadcast, they might be knocking on the door any minute.
Wherever she might be hiding at or hoarding at, we don't know.
That's right. You never know. But listen, y'all.
Yes.
You know why you know the day is? What national holiday is it today? People off work. They ain't delivering no mail. Kids out of school. I see little babies running around with his nose all snotty, all outside, riding bikes and everything. I was wondering what's going on. I thought they were playing the cookie today. a great call, a truancy officer. Do they still got truancy officers? Yeah, remember them? They used to go around and catch kids when they didn't go to school. Truancy officers.
Wow, I didn't think they existed.
I call them, my grandson, Egbert, he used to do that part-time. He was a dog catcher and a truancy officer. Well, sometimes he'd get them mixed up. And he would put the kids into the little kennel with the dogs at when he catch them. I told him, boy, you're not. Yeah.
So did he get the kids spayed or neutered?
That's a good question. That's a good point. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Good point.
Okay. Okay.
But,
wow.
But what you were saying about today's was so special about
today. What holiday is it? Everybody should
it's
know.
It's Martin Luther King's birthday. Martin Luther King.
That's
happy
right.
Birthday.
Exactly.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Y'all know that? Come on now.
Yes. Man.
Okay, I don't know why Art laughing. I guess because you didn't know it. Dang.
No, actually, his birthday is the 15th, I believe, right? So
okay.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Technical. But we didn't tell him to get all technical.
Duh.
Really?
I'm celebrating the 15th. And I'm celebrating the day because I got a little speech right now. Would you like to hear it?
Well, do we have to?
Well, since you insist, here we go. I have a dream that one day Cassie will not burn them chocolate chip cookies someday. I have a dream.
I'm going to burn them just because you said so.
You know what? We want to talk about that.
I swear, you started it. That's all. Like a Grandma G, I don't know why you put up with Art, but... Okay.
Art, my little sidekick. He looked like a rock, girl. Somebody looked like a rock.
You know what? Yes, he. You know what? Art is a baby kid, and in his mind, when he looks in the mirror, he sees the Rock. That's why he thinks he's the Rock. You know, but
now,
I know who Dwayne the Rock Johnson is, and I
know
it's
give you
not
this,
Art.
Cassie.
Hold up, Casey. Hold tight.
I'll give you my rebuttal.
Yeah, but in Art defense, Keisha, I'm going to tell you, he does look like the Rock. I ain't talking about the Rock, the actor. He like that Rock that I was tripped over when I was outside going to my car. I said, Lord, have mercy. That Rock almost looked just like Art. The same complexion, the same size head and everything.
Oh.
And that's who he looked like, that Rock.
All right, I'm going to give you proof that I'm the Rock. When Grandma's washing machine was broke, she said, man, I cannot wash my clothes. So I took my shirt off and she saw the six-pack. So she said, wow, this stomach looks just like a washboard. So she washed her bra on my ass.
You mean to tell me you didn't have a cut down the middle of your butt? I'm just saying. So, okay, well, we'll leave that alone. But anyway, it is Martin Luther King's Day.
Yes, it is. Dr. King. And so we asking people if they want to call in, they can always call in. What's that number, y'all? Y'all know it offhand, 347 something.
See, that old number is kicking in. 347. Okay, Grandma. It's 347-677-0739. All lines are open.
Yeah, that's it.
And press 1 to get into the caller queue. Press 1 to get into the caller queue.
That's right.
Right. And y'all
now,
call in.
But you know what now? I got, you know, one of his little short speeches that he made, you know, when he was alive. And I just want to share that with everybody. Is that cool, Art and Grandma G?
Yeah, go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
Okay. What it said, it goes like, he said, we must rapidly begin to shift from a thing-oriented society to a person-oriented society. When machines and computers, profit motives and property rights are considered more important than people, the giant triplets of racism, materialism, and militarism are incapable of being conquered.
Mm. Wow, that's deep.
Mm. Yes, it
is. Look how you use that big word, conquered. Oh, Lord Jesus, conquered.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yes.
That man was before his time.
Yes, he was before his time. But who was talking about computers back in 1963 and 64? Who was talking about computers? I was born back in the 60s. No computers.
Yeah, because computers wasn't even, you know, that thing back then. They didn't start jumping off till the 80s, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they had some little computers back then. They used to do something a little back then. They used to count or calculate it or something they had back in there, back in those days. But that's
calculator,
good.
Calculator, Grandma.
Yeah, something.
Well,
they,
Grandma G would know. Grandma G would know. Grandma G, I think I heard about you in the march.
Yeah,
I heard
was
about
there.
You marching on that fateful day in August of 1963.
Yeah, I was there, girl. I was there. I was matter of fact, I just got finished braiding Jesse's hair, and I braided his hair, and we had to carry up and get ready for that march, you know, but Jesse.
Are we talking about Jesse? Hold on, are we talking about Jesse Jackson?
Yes.
Oh, how was
you know,
the
Jesse,
people? Oh,
Jesse was at the
was
march, too. Yes. You know, Jesse don't like nobody to braid his hair except me, because I did those real tight cornrows, you see, and I had just got finished braiding his hair. And
that's why his brain was on swole. Oops.
Yes, I told him. I said, "Come on, we got to hurry up and get to this march now." And we was running up there. I did it on the porch, and we was running to the march, trying to catch up with Martin and all the rest of them. And I'll never forget it. And I was getting hungry on that march. You know, I found like about 75 cents on that march too, because every time everybody was marching and looking forward, I'm looking down counting money, because it's money. Found that march, you know. We drop stuff, you know. You gotta look down.
Yeah, look down.
I know they tell you to look up. They say look up, look for the horizon. I'm looking down because I'm counting those coins that people been dropping on that march. I think I picked up almost $2 of that march. Every time I go marching, I pick up something. It's, you know, it's some treasure on those grounds. You see, you gotta look down sometime.
Wow.
Every now and then.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had time to do all that, Grandma Jesus. That was a lot of people up there on the National Mall that day. That's a lot of people. So I imagine when you look down, you would have saw a lot of feet, not Facebook pennies and money, the treasures, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it as the shoes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
And I had my pair of Jack Marcells on. Y'all know they had Jack Marcells back in those days, too, now.
What you doing wearing
them type
of shoes?
Girl, I'm not going to be marching no 5 or 6 miles in no heels now. I had to put on something comfortable. I had to be comfortable, baby. So I put on my Jack Michelle's when I'm marching. As a matter of fact, I think I had a little basketball, and I was throwing the basketball, and we were playing basketball. What's the other boy name? The other guy who was there. What's the light skin one name? He was later part of NAACP. Allen something. He was there too. And we were playing basketball.
Did you do a perfect layup?
Yeah, I was just practicing doing my layups and doing my crossovers. I was doing crossover before Iverson, you know what I'm saying, back in those days. That was before even Iverson thought about doing a crossover. And I was,
your,
you know, having my jacket.
Your interpretation of crossover, like crossover the other side of the street, or how that goes?
No, crossover
with basketball. I think that's what he was doing. Wait a minute. Hold up. You brought a basketball to the march, Grandma G.
I had to be occupied. Girl, you get tired of singing those spirituals and We Shall Overcome and all those theme songs over and over again. But it was a long period of time. It's hot out there. You need something to do. So I brought me a basketball, and I was drilling my ball while we was marching, girl.
Why you didn't bring some water? Because, you know, in August,
well,
it's August. Why you didn't bring some water?
Well, I don't trust those people, folks down there have that water. I don't trust them, you know. Somebody might slip something in there. You never know with those folks down there. I don't trust them. I'm sorry.
Speaking of the march, Grandma, now versus the marches and protests that's going on, now how do you, can you compare the two? If you think there's any kind of comparison, similarity?
Between the marches now and the marches then, what do you say?
Yeah. What do you think? Are they making a broader statement, or how can you compare, since you was back then dribbling the ball with, you know, MLK, how can you compare now?
Well, these marches now, the marches back then, we did long, long marches, baby. I mean, our marches would be up to 6-7 miles sometimes. Mm. The long marches, baby. Mm. Now, these marches in here, like what they're doing up in New York and for these police brutality stuff, their stuff is more like a stand-in. They just gathering together in one place, and they just protesting. So they got rid of them. They march a little bit. They have to march a few blocks. And, you know, and then power to the people, baby. But, you know, our marches back then, we really stood for some stuff. Now, we paved the way, you know.
Sound like you're marching right now. You're getting a little farther away, Grandma.
Yeah, sounds like you're marching.
Well, I'm actually in the grocery store picking up a few things. I had to get some
Finally, did you get any NyQuil, drink any NyQuil while you was in the grocery store?
Why is she giving you NyQuil? She's not your grandma. Why is she giving you NyQuil?
No, actually, she drinking it. It just seemed like she was falling asleep. You know, maybe the...
No, baby, no. I'm not falling asleep. No, baby, I'm up here eating some grapes. You know how you eat some grapes before you buy them? I had tasted some of these grapes, and I'm trying to be on the download because, you know, they got cameras everywhere. I don't care.
Well, no, she's stealing food merchandise. That's what she's doing right now.
Oh, I don't call it stealing. I'm passing the food out before I buy it.
That's stealing.
I'm passing it out. I'm going to buy it, Casey. I'm going to buy it.
How many grapes have you, hold on. How many grapes have you eaten, and is it out of the same bag?
I ate six. I want to make sure.
You ate 6 dirty grapes because you need to clean them off before you put them in your mouth, Grandma G.
No.
That's not that apparent.
6 grapes or 6 pounds.
Listen here.
Okay.
I'm not cleaning nothing up because I know they do it already. The little grocery boy, he sprays all those grapes down, get rid of that pesticides and all that stuff. I don't care about that.
If you're in Wegmans, then I might say yes. If you're in the upper high end grocery store, right. If you're like in Safeway or in Giant, maybe not. I'm just saying. I don't want you to catch like the flu because you ate grapes out of
no.
the bag.
Well, wait
and
a minute now. Safeway and Giant got this little mist thing that comes up timely now.
That's a joke. That's not on the grapes. That's on, like, the broccoli and the celery and stuff. They don't do it on the grapes. The grapes are in the bag and stuff. What you doing?
First of all, Miss Steele, let me tell you something. I know that you do that at Wegmans. Because Wegmans, it seems like to me, they high price and they prejudice. You know, Wegmans, they do everything all clean. They spit shine each grape individually hand by hand. I've seen the boy do it. He is taking his grapes and wash them and put armor all on them like they, you know, like they a car, like they belong to the wheel of a car or something. I've seen the boy do it at Wegmans. Oh. They do that. Yes, at Wegmans. I've been there a few times. That's a Jewish store. You can tell by the name, Wegmans. That's a Jewish name. You know, Jews on that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I got a question, Grandma, about, you know, Dr. King. Yeah, when you was there at the monument when he gave his speech, how you felt about that?
Oh Lord, that speech touched me so many ways. It was sent chills in my body, boy. Chills up down my spine. You know. He hit some things that need to be said. You talk about the famous I Have a Dream speech. This one of that the one you talk about?
Yeah.
Yes, baby. When he was doing that speech, I was falling asleep. I was having a dream right then and there. I'm telling you. I had a dream.
Well, Grandma see, here's my thing before we roll out, because we don't have much. But here's my thing. With all the things that have been going on, like the Ferguson case and Trayvon Martin and this similar with Eric Gardner being shot and the police brutality, do you think at this point, how do you think Martin Luther King would react, and how do you think, what do you think his thoughts would be? Would he be happy about what's going on now, or is it?
Oh, no, he's not happy at all, and I don't think he'd be unhappy at all. Once again, I think he would be getting everybody together, along with all his other leaders, Louis Farrakhan and whoever leaders we got nowadays, and get them all together, Oprah, everybody, and we need to be marching again and protesting again.
Did you say Oprah? Wait a minute,
yeah, girl, Oprah got some pull. She got that network. She can put advertise and she got a little follower. She got a Twitter account. She got a lot of people on Twitter now. Don't sleep on Oprah now.
Never sleep on Oprah, because you know you ain't quite made it until you've been on Oprah. Anyway, I'm just saying.
Obama got him elected. If it wasn't for her co-signing for him. He the one endorsed. Made him become made him come to president.
Now
everybody know who Obama was.
Now, speaking of leaders, do you think there's any strong leaders today, you know, for the black community? That could step
that's
up.
That's hard
and,
to
and,
say, baby. I mean,
oh, no.
Out in the public, the only person I know that's still out there is Louis Farrakhan. And too bad he don't believe in Jesus, because that man believe in Jesus, he'd be powerful. But he the only one I know that's out there that still talks to his people, still ministers to his people. He the only one. Because Jesse,
yeah.
I don't know what Jesse doing. Jesse's
yeah, I got a prime candidate who I believe that's definitely, you know, for a lot of black I want to say civil rights is Roland Martin. You know, he's pretty when it comes to the African
Roland Martin. Wait.
Roland Martin.
Jesse is hanging out.
Oh,
with
yeah,
him.
Roland Martin, a good
now
friend of mine.
You call it Roland Martin. Okay.
Yeah, he's pretty, you know, but as far as being strong in the community, we need someone to, you know, someone to actually, to me personally, step up and support our leaders. And right now, even with like going on with our president, the community is not really backing him up on a lot of things because,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, true.
You know, we as a people, we really need to back our leaders up. You know,
and don't forget about Al Sharpton. Man, he's still out there. He's still doing his thing, and he shows up.
He's still out there, but sometimes he be lost. I think the more weight he lose, the more brain power he lose.
Oh, Lord, that boy look like, don't he look like a mop? He reminds me of a mop right now. He's so skinny. All you see is his hair, and
right,
his skinny body look like a mop. An old winged mop. That's what he look like.
What a perm. What a
mop with a perm. That's it.
Bam.
A mop with a perm. Lord Jesus.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's him. I don't understand. I don't understand why he want to lose so much weight. Oh, Lord. Well, we got 90 seconds left, y'all. And too bad Rue didn't call in. Rue Money's supposed to call in. He said he's out with his kids, and he took his kids to
the horseshoe because I just looked like I saw somebody look like Rue walking to the horseshoe.
Rue ain't got no money.
No,
that's why Rue didn't call in. Rue ain't got no money. That's why he didn't call in.
He took his kids to the museum.
Chuck E. Cheese?
He took his kids.
Chuck E. Cheese Museum.
Yeah.
I remember
those days. Listen, everybody know, we are back on the air. Monday is 1 p.m. Comedian Grandma G Show. I'm Comedian Grandma G. Introduce yourselves.
I'm Cassie Gainey, part of the Grandma G crew.
And I'm the one and only brother from another mother, Mr. Art Lover.
Art Lover. They call him, instead of calling him the rock, call him the boulder.
That was left on the shoulder.
yeah, because a boulder is bigger than a rock. Yeah.
All right, we got a great go. Love y'all. Kidding us, we'll be here. The Mr. Grandmaji Show. We back, Victor. We back.
Hey.
Peace.
You alpha fag late.
She your baby. She your baby. Comedian Grandma G Show. She's a grandma. She your daddy. She your everything. Grandma G.
Comedian Grandma G Show. Grandma G Show.
Comedian Grandma G Show. She's a grandma. She your daddy. She your everything. Grandma G.
Comedian Grandma G Show. Grandma G Show.
Comedian Grandma G Show. She's a grandma. She your daddy. She your everything. Grandma G.
Comedian Grandma G Show. Grandma G Show.
She your daddy. She your daddy. Comedian Grandma G Show. She's a grandma. She your daddy. She your everything. Grandma G.